This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Friday. Thanks for listening to the 49th Real Pod Newscast. Hey, Tuesday's show will be the 50th already. And speaking of things to celebrate, my mom's birthday is today, Friday, Edwina Putney. Actually, I forgot to point out in the last show during celebrity birthdays, she and my dad went to high school with Felicia Rashad, then Felicia Allen and Debbie Allen back home in Houston. And mama was a cheerleader at Yates with Felicia, so their birthdays are only days apart. So I'll have to ask her if they used to skip school and party. And we have a lot of celebrity B-days coming up at the end of this cast. Hey, Friday shows. They cover 4 days till Tuesday. So hey, let me stop wasting time and get it going.
My favorite stories of the day.
I ran across this story in the New York Post the other day about a dude who's been hiding money around New Jersey and posting video hints for folks to go scavenger hunting to find it. This guy going by the name Mr. Cash Drop, and he's been dropping money in public places like under rocks in a park and then sending folks into a frenzy to go find 50, 100, 200. The Post caught up with a husband and wife who found 500 bucks that Mr. Cash Drop dropped last month at Liberty State Park in Jersey City. The paper reported Mr. Drop is from Jersey, only goes by the first name Sam publicly, so Cash must be his middle name. Either way, he has 125,000 followers on TikTok. 125,001, actually, as soon as I jump on. I will go look for a couple hundred bucks.
New York Post, right here. Come on, y'all. Get the boats, the boats.
And while checking out that story, another one popped up in the New York Post about this 6-foot alligator that showed up to a motel early Monday morning in Virginia, about 20 miles outside of Washington, D.C.
Damn, that is an alligator.
Now, Fairfax County Police added the little music and posted the officer's body cam video to X, or Twitter. And the way the officer said that makes me think he and the police dispatcher did not quite believe he would find a gator, but he did. Yeah, the video shows it just calmly waddling along the motel's walkway, passing room doors, while someone walked alongside it for a bit.
I would bring your dog inside. There's an alligator over here.
Yeah, even a dog owner out there trying to get an up-close look. Since alligators are not really native to the DMV area anymore, at least. Yeah, politicians may call the area a swamp, but no wild gators. Scientists say there used to be before hunters almost killed them all in the U.S. in the early 1900s, but now they say any gators they find are usually pets. And the Post is reporting this little 6-foot or so gator belonged to some guy who was driving it from New York to a zoo in North Carolina. Cops reunited the alligator with its owner. The Post story did not say if they also handed over a ticket, since it got loose in a state that also bans them. Now, first-generation hip-hop fans older than 40 may remember the 80s slang lunching to say somebody's tripping, acting silly, or maybe high. Well, KUTV CBS2 in Utah is reporting a 24-year-old man met up for lunch with a friend this past Saturday afternoon in Salt Lake City when cops say he started lunching, accused his buddy of being a werewolf, then hitting and choking the guy while then pulling out a wooden stake with a nail sticking out of it and told his buddy that since he was a werewolf, he was going to pierce his heart. KUTV is reporting cops explain all of that part in their arrest report after tracking him down, since they say the 24-year-old werewolf hunter ran off from that lunch attack once his buddy got away from him. Yeah, cops also say he ran off with the backpack of the guy he attacked for being a werewolf, which is why he was charged with aggravated robbery. But who just pulls out a wooden stake spike with a nail without knowing you're gonna run across a werewolf? That's being prepared for the apocalypse. Early this past Saturday morning in Fishkill, New York, Dutchess County, state troopers say a 19-year-old guy broke into the old rundown building that used to be the downstate correctional facility and later told officers he was looking for a cool place to take selfies when he somehow locked himself inside one of the old rusty jail cells. Who knew karma had a sense of humor? New York State Police say he ended up having to call them to come get him out, which they did, and then arrested him for trespassing. He lucked out. They only gave him a ticket, so he didn't get to see what a current jail cell looks like. Back in a moment. But before we break, Check out DJ Greg H's Jams podcast. Just dropped one yesterday.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
He in your DMs too?
So for women who need a break, there's Sibonac. This chewable gummy will relax your nerves, ease tensions, and help you forget you once had better options.
Sorry, I just had a lot on my mind.
Sibonac. Spelled forwards or backwards, Sibonac's fast-acting tetrahydrocannabinol is an all-natural active ingredient that will dull all held-in frustrations over his shortcomings and allow for peaceful nights.
I'll bet your ex is still up. Why don't you call him?
Even if your loved one is being extra, ask your doctor about Sibonac. Side effects include munchies, forgetfulness, dry mouth, and sudden urges to search the house for long-lost items. More serious...
eggs? Come to J-Dub's Rooftop Market for premium eggs, straight from J-Dub's pigeon coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon.
And now, for the world around us.
Now, what's coming up here is normally in an action movie scene involving Ethan Hunt, James Bond, or almost any Jason Statham movie. Hey, Transporter, maybe. But in Rome, Italy, early Tuesday, an 80-year-old man is accused of taking a Mercedes-Benz A-Class compact hatchback sedan for a 4 a.m. spin and ended up bouncing that luxury car down the landmark Spanish Steps until it got stuck. The AP, Associated Press, is reporting police say the 80-year-old guy lives there. It's not a tourist. He lives there. But could not explain how he made a wrong turn somewhere, but he was okay, not hurt. Now, as for the Spanish Steps, well, they are one of Rome's most recognizable monuments, but no word if they were damaged. Now, crews actually needed a crane to lift that car off from where it got stuck on the steps. And cops later said the driver tested negative for alcohol, so not drunk. Yeah, the New York Times quoted an Italian newspaper describing the 80-year-old as in a state of confusion. Well, imagine the shock of folks stumbling out of a pub last week on Britain's Isle of Man when a mongoose walked up on them. Now, this is not the start of a joke, but it is a funny story. UPI is reporting that was a missing yellow mongoose there for a pint at the local Heron and Brearley Brewery in Douglas. It's about 15 miles from the Kurgs Wildlife Park, where workers say the mongoose got away, dug a hole, and burrowed out of his enclosure. And the thing is, wildlife park workers also say the mongoose was born last September, so at this point in life, they think he escaped to go look for a mate. And like a proper mate looking for love, he ended up at a pub. A pub, by the way, again, named Heron and Brearley Brewery, which is kind of a cruel, funny joke to play on people drinking alcohol. To say Heron and Brearley Brewery? Man, sober or drunk, that's hard to say and not sound drunk. Yet I digress. Zoo officials say they're looking for another zoo at this point to put the yellow mongoose in a breeding program because looking for mates at a pub barely works for humans.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Skipping ahead to celebrity birthdays.
Been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed?
Or for using baby oil to a suspicious degree? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the...
Or slip the compact stones in your pockets for a power walk.
A power walk? Some rocks in my pocket? And two rubber bands and two sticks?
The workout kit.
It's not just needy. She was totally deep when she was freaky with me. Get up for the downstroke. Everybody get up for the downstroke.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 20th. Singer Grace Potter and the Nocturnals has a new album, jammed at last September's See Here Now Festival in Asbury Park. She's 42. Actor Tika Sumpter, 45.
Sweet pea, apple of my eye.
Singer Amos Lee is 48.
Two ways.
Deftones lead singer Chino Moreno is 52. Actor Josh Lucas, 54. Movie director Robert Rodriguez, 57. Actor Nicole Kidman's 58. And actor John Goodman is 73. From his Commodore's fro years to solo hits through the 80s, Lionel Richie is 76. And again, my mom, my celebrity, Edwina Putney, is 37 or 77, one of the two. Hey, the OG home repair show host, Bob Vila, is 79.
Spread your tiny wings and fly away.
Singer Ann Murray turned 80. And Beach Boys singer Brian Wilson, by the way, died last week. Yeah, he would have been 83 today. And on Saturday, singer Rebecca Black will be 28.
Baby, love me 'cause I'm playing on the radio.
Singer Lana Del Rey will turn 40. Journey's brother and a butt of jokes these days, actor Jussie Smollett will be 43. No lie. Actor Chris Pratt, 46. Actor Maggie Siff, 51. Actor Juliette Lewis, 52.
Send down an angel.
Singer Alison Moore will be 53. Actor Carrie Preston, 58. One of the Matrix filmmakers, Lana Wachowski, 60 Saturday. Opus and Bloom County cartoonist, Burke or Berkeley Breathed, 68.
Kate don't go, nah, nah.
With the E Street Band, also solo, singer-guitarist Niles Lofgren, 74. The dad in the 80s show, Family Ties, actor Michael Gross, will be 78. And the mom in Family Ties, born on the same day, actor Meredith Baxter, 78. And Doc on the Love Boat, actor Bernie Capel, will turn 92. And on Sunday, the 22nd, the original Queer Eye for the Straight Guys, Culture Guy, Jay Rodriguez, 46. Scrubs and Clueless actor Donald Faison will be 51. TV host Carson Daly, 52.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Bare Naked Ladies lead singer Stephen Page, or Steve Page, 55. Jesus Jones lead singer Mike Edwards will be 61. Actor Amy Brenneman, also 61. Day after the mom and dad's real-life B-days on Family Ties, Ellen on the show, who later married Michael J. Fox, who's on the show, Tracy Pollan, will be 65.
If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be where we waiting.
Singer Cyndi Lauper will be 72. The Bionic Woman actor Lindsay Wagner will be 76, and so will actor Meryl Streep, 76.
So happy together.
The Turtles lead singer Howard Eddie Kalin, 78, and political talk show host Britt Hume will be 82. Then on Monday, singer Duffy will be 41. Just played a couple of her old songs for my daughter. Actor Melissa Rauch, she'll be 45.
I want you to have it all.
Singer-songwriter Jason Mraz, 48.
Just to see my boo again.
Ghost Town DJ singer Virgo Williams will hit the big 5-0.
Suddenly I see.
Singer Katie Tunstall, also 50. Actor Selma Blair, 53. Singer Chico DeBarge, 55. Actor Francis McDormand, 68. And former American Idol judge and Journey bass guitarist Randy Jackson, 69, dog. And
so give my heart a break.
Singer Diana Trask, big in the 60s. She will be 85. And that is all she wrote for another Real Pod newscast. As always, thanks so much for listening. And I love constructive feedback. I've said it before and I mean it, positive or negative. So please hit me up at the bottom of the 90s looking website I have, realpodnewscast.com. Have a great weekend. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website, realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.